anyway, so yeah, you just got back from Russia. You're on tour right now, and
on
tour forever. Okay, now, but you're coming up in like the 90s, right? Is that like when you would say that you were actually like really, like when you really hit the scene?
That's when our first album dropped, 1993.
That was the year I was born.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. So my album is older than you. What month are you?
March. I'm March 9th. My birthday is what, Saturday?
I think album came out in like March something.
Yeah.
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 Shit.
That's crazy.
Back the fuck up. That's the name of the album.
Yeah, but like for you at that time, like how life changing was that to have that fame like instantly? And
well, I was already hood famous before that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just, you know, in school, in the streets, in the barbershop, you know.
Right. And how'd you actually get your name, Sticky Fingers?
They gave it to me. I don't know why they would give me that name.
Yeah, I mean, we could all just guess, maybe. You know, who knows?
Sticky Fingers for the kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's funny. that's pretty fucking damn funny, actually. You're on The Shield, too.
I was on The Shield. The Shield is no more. But I guess I am, because you still got the DVDs.
Yeah, okay, so you're on The Shield.
Karen Little.
What's that doing for you? Because you're transitioning. I mean, you're not even transitioning. You're going from music to acting. But, bro, you've been on... It said on Wikipedia, and who knows how accurate this is, that you were in 80-plus roles.
Correct.
I mean, that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So is that, like, just part of you now? Is that what you do? Or do you consider... If you had to consider yourself one or the other, what are you? An actor or are you a musician?
One or the other... I'm an acting musician.
Yeah.
No. Or a musician who acts. But here's the thing. It's more than one move to the basket. That's not all I do. I write. I direct. You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff. Run companies, you know. You said transition from music to acting. You're correct on that. But the first movie I appeared in came out simultaneously with the album, almost, you know.
Yeah, I saw that you did that early stuff. And you said you were a writer, too. And I saw that you were part of the Travis Scott's song. Is that correct?
Sicko Mode.
Yeah, and I actually went to that concert in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah?
And I think Trippie Redd was there with him at the time.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, that place was fucking bumping when that shit played. Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like... When you think Travis Scott, come on. Like, what do you... I mean, that's what I think when I think Travis Scott is Sicko Mode.
Mm.
So when I saw that, and I didn't learn about that about you till today.
Well, there
you go. I was like, dang, I was going through it. And
you did your research.
Tito and I were talking, and he's big into music, and he's like, dude, he's like, you gotta see this shit. He's like, no fucking way, you know?
Yes, fucking way.
But I have a lot of respect. I love the creative side of writing music. Mm-hmm. I think it's so interesting where people come from and how different ideas and different experiences can mesh together to make the best music.
I consider myself a wordsman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Do you know who Malik Youssef is?
Who is that?
He writes for Kanye a lot.
Hold up. So Kanye doesn't write his own shit?
I mean, I'm assuming not all of it. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up. I'll show you. I can show you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, isn't it? But a lot of people
I write my own learned shit. That too. And I write for other people too. And...
Who were you surprised that, like, when has there ever been somebody, I'm not obviously don't name names, but like has there ever been somebody that's called you and been like, yo, I want you to write for me, and you're just like, okay, like, wow, this is like a dream situation?
We were for Run DMC in the early days.
Yeah, that's, you know, probably crazy.
That was pretty dope, you know.
Yeah, Jam Master Jay.
Yeah, blessings. Yeah.
Wow.
Jam Master Jizzle.
Wow. And then you got the role too in Next Friday, which is one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking at this and I saw that John Witherspoon and Tommy Lister had passed away.
Man, blessings. And also, you know, that role was just made for me, actually. You know, I went into an audition and left. And then my agent called me and said, go back. Ice Cube has another role for you. You know, my eye was a little more fucked up at the time.
Okay.
So he's like, you're going to be Debo's brother. I'm like, let's go. You
know? Yeah, you were down.
You know what I mean?
I'd have been down too. That's fucking sick. Debo, he that's an intimidating situation. That's a big dude.
Unless you know him. He's
right.
All into church, God, every word out of his mouth, every other word is religion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, was.
Was that, what was, what would you say, like, as far as from an acting perspective, what was, like, the one, not that put you on the map, but that just really made you feel like, man, I've really done a, I should be proud of myself. I've done a good job.
I would say, Next Fridays was dope, but I would say Blade, the series.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Showtime?
No, not Showtime. Right. Spike TV.
Spike TV,
and
yeah.
New Line Cinema. You know, I had to do magic to get that part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah, I think that's, I think it's important when you kind of realize those different steps in your career. For you, on a mental health side of things, you had gone from, you know, music, the rap game. You grew up in the hood, right? And now you're in different acting roles. I would say you're going after opportunities, because I don't really see things being given as opportunities. But as you're going through this, what is your, like, mental, what's your mindset? Are you good, or are you, like, kind of just, like, going with the flow?
I'm 100%. I'm good, but then I'm bad as well. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a human. At least I think. You know, they say, I'm not going crazy. I'm already crazy. And sometimes I go normal.
Yeah. I understand that. I have you ever had somebody call you crazy?
Takes one to know one.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm
very
crazy.
In tune.
People would disagree with that, though.
You know. Very in tune. Very intelligent. And I don't just take what anybody tells you. You know?
Yeah, I understand. You analyze it and you
everything,
look through it.
Down to earthly things and human things, everything, you know?
Okay.
I don't believe shit stink until I smell it.
Okay. That's honestly probably one of the best quotes I've ever fucking heard. So I love that. I really do. I love that. Mark was a big fan of The Shield, so he was excited.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of his. As soon as I said that, he's like, no.
Man, I love The Shield,
he's like,
too.
Let me see who that is.
Big up to Mackie. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome.
I don't know.
It was
a few seasons.
Seasons 1, 2, 3, and 5 is what it said.
Okay.
Yeah. Is what it said. So
I love doing it. It was dope. You know?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that is so cool. That's so cool. Okay, so you just got back from Russia. All right. What kind of travel restrictions were there when you were booking your tickets and shit? Did they say, hey, you're like, yo, don't go here?
People said that.
Okay.
But no travel restrictions. Here's the thing. When I went to the airport, right, and I was checking my bag and I said, so I have to pick up my bag in Tel Aviv or go straight there? He said, no, go straight there. I said, so it can't be that bad, you know? You know? If it was that bad, you'd have to recheck your bag. Oh, it goes straight there. Come on, like, you know?
Yeah. And they probably don't give you...
I'm not political. You know, we're musicians, artists, we go in there for the people, for us, like, you know? You know?
I think for some people, yeah, I'm not a political person at all. I just don't fucking care. That's how I see it. But yeah, like, I just don't, because, like, you know, y'all just do whatever. I'm going to do me. You guys deal with that. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to really, it doesn't really affect me anyways. Or I don't see how it does.
Well, everything affects everybody.
Yeah, it does. Okay, yeah, that's not true. You're right. But it's, I just don't give a
eventually
shit.
Eventually, or in some way, you know?
Yeah, and I don't vote either. Because I just don't want to be responsible or a part of it.
Yeah, but plus I'm not on the ballot, so I'd vote for myself.
I would vote for myself, too. You know? I'd vote for you. Yeah, well, you should run.
Well, you can't vote for yourself and me.
No, but I can't run yet. I'm not 35.
You can't run. You can walk.
So while you're... But no, yeah.
Oh, you can't run unless you're 35? How old are you?
30.
Get out of here. You're at least 40.
All my life. I've been in the car business for 15 years.
The car business?
Does you. Yeah.
I'm in the car business, too.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I still consult.
Huh. We'll talk about this after.
No, it's fine. Yeah. We can talk about it. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, I've did 15 years. I did Mercedes, Porsche, Rolls, Aston, Maserati.
What kind of car you drive now?
Audi. Huh. Yeah, what do you drive?
Well, I don't drive. I get driven.
Yeah, see, that's right. That's, okay. Yeah, sorry, guys. I actually like getting driven around. I prefer to be driven around, obviously, but at the same time, it's nice to drive nice cars sometimes which I always do enjoy. Right. Now, you have multiple businesses though, right? And you're part of the Hunger Aid Foundation. Is that correct?
And help stands for healing every living person.
Okay,
that's hungry. I'm the president.
Really?
Really.
And so, what is like the mission that you guys are really on there? Like, what are you guys? What's the goal?
To feed people.
Okay.
Make sure nobody goes unfed and not hungry. You know.
I like that. And how'd you get involved? Helping,
you know, I do Joe. You know, Joe started. You know, he's the founder. And we knew each other for a long time. And my thing is help. You know, on the airplane, first thing you got to do is fix your mask first. The second thing is what?
Oh, yeah, help the next person. Yep.
That right there is a story of life.
Yep, I agree. You know?
So help.
Yeah.
Make things better.
That's really cool that you do that. That's really cool that you do that, though, because you don't have to do that. And I think it's notable. Well, there's a lot of hungry people out here.
Because it's embedded in me. You know what I mean? I can't just watch something, see something, and do nothing. So you're just as responsible as, you know, the person doing it.
We'll get the links to your, like, website and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll toss that in there for that.
I got a new website coming up. It's STKYFNGZ.com.
Okay.
Like the abbreviation of sticky fingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And what are you going to sell on there? Are you going to get merch and stuff?
I'm going to sell myself.
I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, you got to get some merch going too. Has there ever been a role that you've turned down?
Yes.
Okay, and why?
Tropical Thunder I turned down.
No way.
Yes, wait, they gave it to me. I was like, yeah, you're not going to give it to me. The fuck out of here.
Oh, wait, Tropic Thunder, is this the movie when Robert Downey Jr. Dressed up as a black dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you was that why you were just like, I'm not getting down with that?
Well, no, not because of that. I just, you know, I didn't like the script.
You didn't like the script?
Yeah.
That's a reasonable thing.
Somebody else did the role, though.
I don't know. So is that? But that's the most notable one you would say that you've.
Well, that's the only one I remember.
That's the only one you really.
Try
others,
low money or shit like that. I don't know.
Can I ask you about like Biggie Smalls? Because I watched a video about you, like with you, and I can't remember her name, and Biggie, you know, talking. In a 90s like style talk show.
A 90s style talk show.
Yeah, 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 y'all.
Well, me and Fredro were with Biggie 2 days before the incident happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, yo, Biggie, you want to hold something? You know what I mean? He said, are we good? Da, da, da. I'm like, yo, it's not all palm trees and bad traffic out here in LA, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
But Biggie, that was my dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who rocks the spot?
How different was L.A. at that time versus now, would you say?
I don't see any change in the world. There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
You know, they might have compressed things and put everything into your phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Ain't that the truth?
But there's nothing new under the sun. Here's the thing. A lot of New York rappers, people have died in L.A., got murdered, got killed.
I know. That's what,
but
so
none
that's where I was
in
headed.
New York.
That's exactly where I was headed with this.
None in New York.
No, I've so... And all of them are like that. It's all West Coast. It's all West Coast. And that, man, that sucks. Like,
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, man, it is.
But I've been out here for a minute. And I get busy, so it's a mutual respect.
It's a good thing.
I cut off my nose to spite my face.
Yeah,
so.
You're ready, though. Because you know what you're dealing with. You've been through it. You know what I mean? And the other thing is, like, you seem to navigate things well, and you also being somebody who's, like, detail-oriented... is going to have
meticulous.
Yeah, you're going to have a much easier time than, right, going like, all right, like, I'm going to fuck with you, or like, nah, that's not going to happen, right? And you, in turn, put yourself in better situations, right? I mean, it's probably what it ends up being. Have you, what do you have coming up? I want to hear about, like, what you have coming up, what do you have going on, stuff like that.
I'm currently filming my third hip-hop musical. It's called Cain and Abel. And, you know, and touring, you know, always working on music forever.
But no more shooting up any award shows.
Well, I haven't been to any recently, so.
I watched that video for the first time today, and I just I've heard the story. The story's out there. We're not gonna go. I don't want to go over the whole story again. But you've got some fucking balls, bro. Because I would at no point in my life think I would have the stones to do that ever.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did nothing. What's the statute of limitation?
That's fucking mm-hmm. That's fucking incredible on more levels than I think you even realize. Last real thing I want to talk to you about, because I know you got a rock, Jam Master Jay.
Yeah, I kind of hate talking about Jay, but go ahead. He's my mentor, big brother. He godfathered us into the game. Love him. Fuck it. One of the pioneers of hip hop. Probably the number one pioneer to me, probably to a lot of others. You're not supposed to kill Jam, man. It's Jay. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who does that? You know, they shouldn't go to jail. They should be fucking. Leave them with me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. And that's got to be something for you that, like, from where you came from, and, you know, they say, you know.
Remove all 20 nails and all 32 teeth.
Yeah, you've thought about this, huh?
Well, no.
I think that's, but, like, for you, I think one of the cool things that I think Jam Master Jay, he probably instilled so many things in you throughout coming up with him, right?
He
and
did.
That's just still, and I'm still sure those lessons today I'm stick with you, right?
You got to listen to the song, watch the video. It's called Celebrate Life.
Okay.
That I did with Jam Master Jay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll watch those. I have not watched those.
And his death was on fucking Hallows Eve.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. October 30th, you know. I think his birthday is January 21st, like, you know.
That's just, yeah. And what year did he die?
What year? I don't know. Fucking, I don't know what year it was.
You don't remember what year it was? No. Yeah, well,
I know the date, October 30th.
October 30th.
You know.
Yeah, but I think I just think that's special. I wanted to just touch on that really quick with you. Obviously, I understand it being a tough subject, but I think it's just so important for a lot of what you are, and your grind is just crazy. I just see it. I've interviewed plenty of people that I have Wikipedias and. I always laugh because you see big gaps and shit like that. And there's just the consistency is crazy.
Wikipedia, but you know, the information is not always correct. One time they had my birth date wrong.
Really?
And I said, change it. You got to send us your license instead of to change it. I'm like, you didn't need my license to have it wrong. The hell? Come on, whip your PDF.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I usually just use it for like a super basic outline, and I try to watch interviews, though.
You gotta do that.
Yeah,
and then two others. You can't just
No. You can't do that.
You know,
you can't do that.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If a word is spelled wrong in a dictionary, how would you know?
I guess I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's like you know who died and made Google God. You know.
Yeah.
You
know? No, for real. Yeah.
But you know, there is one word. In the dictionary, that's spelled wrong.
What's that?
You know?
No.
I'm going to say it again. There's one word in the whole dictionary that's spelled wrong.
There's one word in the whole dictionary that's spelled wrong. Oh, wrong. Yep, there we go. Yep. I'm not as dumb as I look, I promise.
I didn't say that. You're not as smart as you look either, stop.
That's fucking hilarious. So anyways, we're probably like, we've done like 20, 22 minutes. All
right,
so,
give me three more.
All right, you're the man. So yeah, I think that, but I just feel like, so what you've been able to accomplish as far as consistency goes, I mean, bro, it's kind of incredible. And then the different roles that you've played, because you've played these serious roles, you've played these comedic roles, you've played, right, you've played both within the same movie as well, or same show. Right, and it's kind of like, is that like a hard transition to make when you're going into a role? Are you like trying to own it, or is this just more like, you know what? This is the second nature.
Which one are you talking about?
Like, are you like when you're going into like if you're going into a comedic role?
Uh-huh.
Okay, is there a certain approach that you're taking that's different than you going into a serious role?
Well, you know, comedy is only funny if it's real, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know. they pay me to act real. So, you know what I'm saying? but here's the thing. Even outside of that, I'm putting my own stuff together. I'm a director now.
Right.
You know, so my next feature, Cain and Abel, you know, and the greats like Denzel, Robert De Niro, people like that, they're the same person in every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But under those constraints.
Yep.
So, you know.
That's a great observation. Maybe, you know? That's a great observation. Mark actually is an investor in a movie right now that they're doing called Pen to Penthouse. They are interviewing people that had done time in prison and then now are doing well. Right. And Jay, the guy I showed you, he was one of those guys.
Right.
They just got like Danny Trejo on there.
Oh, that's my dude.
Heidi Fleiss. So yeah, that's a pretty exciting thing. So that's really cool that you're doing the movie stuff. You just do it all. And that's so cool, man. You seem that's to really just said. Fucking, yeah, you do it all. That is what she said. What about a serious role? Is there like what's going on there?
Well, I just shot this movie called Darkness of Man with a Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, wow.
I was playing the cop. It's pretty serious, you know? You know, yeah. Big up to James, the director.
Yeah, you played a cop. You played a prisoner. You've played, like...
superhero. I'm the first rapper to ever be a superhero. In a real one. Marvel Comics.
And you're in video games.
Video games, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that's really crazy. The whole video game situation, I always thought.
I've never done a sex tape.
Why not? You should do one.
Because the footage got erased. Oh, shit.
Really?
A joke. I can't.
Well... sometimes that actually might be a good thing. Was the rap scene in New York? How different was the rap scene in New York to LA when you came to LA?
It was 3 hours behind.
Yeah, it was the same shit.
Listen, the whole world is the same. I've traveled everywhere. All right, they got people. They got telephone poles, ATMs, cars, traffic lights. There's no difference.
Right.
Different temperatures, so different insects and animals might migrate there. But it's all the same.
It's all the same.
And it's not curvy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a different... flat. It's just a different... So you believe that the Earth's flat?
I don't believe in anything. I know, and you don't know. I've never walked sideways or upside down, so...
I mean, I don't know either way. I'm just curious.
Have you ever walked sideways upside down?
No.
Okay, so there's your answer.
I thought about it, too.
And it's not spinning.
It's not... I mean, look, yeah. Listen, I'm not even smart
this
enough
to come
up... This ain't
no fucking conspiracy shit. This is using your own senses and your own intelligence... and not believe in everything that they tell you. You know what I mean?
I think the one that really got me was a couple years ago, because I'm a Cavs fan, right? And Kyrie came out, and Kyrie was like, yo, the earth is flat, you know? And he was talking about that. And
ask the airplane pilot, they'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to see. You can't.
You've never seen a curve.
You never
in your
see
life.
Straight ahead.
Well, I see the curve out the plane window. You mean that thick window that looks like a fisheye? Fuck out of here. And what color is the sun?
I mean, technically, it's like, I don't know, it's a bunch of nuclear explosions, basically, isn't it? So it's like orange, right? Red? I mean, it's yellow when you're down here, right?
The sun is white.
The sun is white.
Stare at it, you know.
I don't want to
stare. And you won't go blind either.
You don't think so?
I know so. I've done it. The fuck? I either know or I don't know.
If they said to you right now, they said, hey... do you want to go to space for fucking free?
Such thing as space.
Would you go?
Hell no. They trying to kill you. The fuck? Where's
space?
I'm just saying,
guarantee you don't get killed. Dude, are you going to space?
Dude, there's no guarantees in life, first of all.
All right. Okay?
And they've never been to space. They have no pictures of the Earth in space, from space. Those are all illustrations. And NASA will tell you that.
I do question the moon landing. I do question the original moon landing.
Let me tell you something. The moon landing, right? They filmed it. Who's holding the fucking camera? Come on, man.
Dude, they had that same
Hollywood.
That's funny. They had that same thing with the nuclear. They were just talking about this the other day. There's a nuclear explosion video that's out there. And it's from, I don't know, it's from a fucking while ago, right? And they're like, yeah, like this is a crazy video and we really think it's interesting and everything. But nothing happened to the camera. And the camera's like,
indestructible.
Yeah, like
the fuck,
you know. So I think the CGI thing is really good. You gotta wonder. I definitely listen, man.
Like dinosaurs, they made dinosaur sounds and never even heard them.
The dinosaur situation is real interesting, isn't it? I want to believe the dinosaurs were real.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the interview for today.
I want to believe the dinosaurs were real. I think, man, that's reasonable. No way.
Listen, don't believe everything you hear, man.
I like this. I like that we just talked about this. I really do, though, because you really do. It just really shows how
check out my video blink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How deep you dig. I like that.
Actually, it's pretty superficial because it's just using your own intelligence and your own senses and not believing the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, the world is spinning. Yeah, right. The fuck out of here. The government is pimps.
Yeah, I mean, the government.
Go out there. The government are definitely raining. Pimps. Dodge the raindrops, bitch.
Dodge the raindrops.
Well, shit.
Well, thank you, because I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. That was a great conversation, and I'm glad you just were able to sit with me.
And I only did this shit for Compton Menace.
Yeah, shout out Compton Menace.
Shout out Comp. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we appreciate you, bruv. So.
And now for you.
Yeah.
I like your energy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely. Seriously.